Welcome, Victor. Can you get the door?
Of course.
Thank you both for agreeing to come in early for this meeting.
Happy to.
The last few months, I've been very concerned with the trajectory of Test Subject D. Johnson is promising, emotionally motivated, ambitious, but in practical development...
Practical development.
He's stagnating. He hasn't been able to push into a different reality. He hasn't been able to communicate with another reality. I frankly, and this is strictly an analytical perspective, don't think he has a future with this laboratory. He doesn't have what it takes.
Joanne.
What?
If we had a selection of subjects to choose from, I might agree with you, but he's our best shot, likely our only shot. I think we should be grateful for the success we have made. We've made incredible advancement.
We haven't advanced enough, Victor! I am passionate about this project.
As am I. But we don't have another subject.
As of this morning, we do.
Who is it?
My daughter.
Etsy?
I'm sorry, what?
I will be objective.
That is the least of my concerns.
What are your concerns? I've already performed the preliminary examinations. She shows incredible promise.
There is helping out, and then there is what we would be asking of...
I am fully aware what I am asking of her.
I don't think... There are ethics here, Joanne.
I don't think being ethical and moving forward are mutually exclusive.
If it were Topher or Simone...
But it's not Topher or Simone. It's my daughter. My family, Victor. And if I need to remind you, my company. We will be moving forward.
Joanne.
This is the end of our conversation.
If I can just... If I can say one more thing. This place. This thing we are reaching into. We don't know what this is capable of. We don't know the force or energy behind it, just that it's potentially incomprehensible.
There will be safety precautions.
What makes you think that she'll have the power to overcome it? What if she can't?
This isn't theoretical physics at BU, Victor. We are paving the road, and at some point, we need to grind into the mud.
If she isn't strong enough, this will destroy her.
Thank you for your assessment.
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay sane.
The music is actually not bad.
I think I would have preferred the book on tape.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Whatever we see in there.
I know.
All right. Into the void. Sort of looks like the Nightmare Corp city of earlier. Or what I imagined it looked like in the book.
You read too much Lovecraft.
Is your headset working? Mine's starting to go.
Mine too.
It's hard to explain. It feels heavy in here.
What's wrong?
I've felt this, numbness before. Back when I couldn't see, and it was all closing in. Last year.
Okay.
It feels like that again. Topher.
What is it?
I think I know where it is. It's not a thought, it's a feeling. Like when you're holding a knife and you realize it's a weapon. Turn this way. Do you feel that?
I think so.
It's how I felt when I was affected. It's like a pull.
Like when you're standing on the edge of a cliff and your mind says jump.
It's like a magnet pulling at my mind. It's not a thought or a fact. It doesn't make any logical sense. It's a feeling.
This is dangerous, Simone.
Yeah. It feels powerful.
We find Etsy, and we get out of here as soon as possible.
This way.
Simone? Are you there?
Topher?
What?
Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Simone, where are you? I can hear you.
Baker. That's Baker.
Simone, don't take your headphones off.
We're over here. Can you see us?
I need you to come to me.
Put your headphones back on.
Where are you?
I need you to follow my voice.
Simone.
What?
I don't think that's Baker.
It sounds like him.
I don't know where you are. I need you, please.
It might be him.
Is there a way we can find out?
Baker, the last time we were at Madhouse, you promised you were going to take me somewhere.
I need help, Simone. Please, come here.
It was someplace I'm always looking up online.
Why aren't you coming here?
They have a 13,000 gallon shark and ray touch pool. Tell me, Baker.
You'll lose me, please.
We need to keep moving.
Wait.
Simone. He's gone.
I know.
Are you okay? We keep moving forward.
Topher?
What?
What was that? There's something moving over there. Do you see that?
Is that part of the rock formation?
It's looking at us.
What?
Do you see that?
Oh my God.
What is that?
It has wings.
It doesn't have a face. There's no face, Topher!
Okay, we run. We run, right now. Run, Simone! Run!
Topher!
Don't look back, Simone!
No! No! Topher!
Quick! Under here! Keep your head low! Don't look at it, Simone! Don't look at it! I think it's gone. Oh. It can't get through. It's okay, it's okay. It's okay.
I read a book.
Okay.
It said, if you ever encounter a cryptid, you should go for the thing that most resembles a head, because it's probably important.
Was that in the Surviving the Wilderness handbook that we have?
Yeah.
I read that too. Are you okay?
I don't know how to respond to that right now.
It looked like a bat, but humanoidal.
With no face.
Like a night gaunt.
That is going to be the worst nightmare fuel for a long time.
Yeah.
There might be more of them.
That is a terrible thought.
Yep.
Do you still feel the pull of the void?
That way. The darkness is rising.
We head that way then.
Oh.
Etsy.
What do you see?
I see the tendrils of an oasis.
You've said enough.
A place worthy of gods, two thrones, with the will of one mind.
You lied to me. You made me trust you. I'm done listening to your lies.
No, Etsy.
I gave you my hand.
You son of a bitch.
When we are together, we build wonders, monoliths, temples to ourselves.
Take your wonders back to your world. I don't want any part of it.
Etsy.
You make me sick.
You know, this is what we were meant for.
I've spent my whole life haunted by your darkness. Why would I join you? You've been the constant poison running through my blood since I was a child. I want nothing from you. You're nothing to me.
Who bellows from the soulless, shattered darkness, stretching hollow, beating empty without abandon? Do not I?
Last time I faced you, I pushed you out of this dimension. I'll do it again.
This time, I push.
What was that?
I will unmake you, Etsy Delvin.
Oh my god.
Feel the fury of the anointed.
I am stronger than you are. You can't beat me.
What are you without your hate?
Stop
talking. To shatter everything. Your family, your friends, you break and burn and kill.
Shut up.
You are death. You are violence! You are hatred, pain, and darkness! A void of night!
You're pathetic. You're powerless without me. I know your lies. Your promises are empty. None of it's real.
You want real? I'll show you.
Look.
Who are these people?
You don't recognize them?
It's so cold in here.
Baker. So quiet. Marley Thompson.
Stop the quiet.
Peyton Miller.
It's taken hold.
Emerson Parker.
You know Beck who they Sawyer. Are, Etsy.
Dominic Sanchez.
Say it.
Jada Esther.
Say it.
Make it stop. Make the silence stop.
Fix David Kane.
Frozen, hollow.
Jackie Lockwood.
Inside my head.
So cold. So dark.
These are the people that died.
By your hand. I was there with you when you touched them. I was there when you broke them.
I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to do this.
You brought them here, and there will be hundreds more. A legion!
No. It was you. You did this.
We are one, Etsy. I threw you and you threw me. There is no you or I. Our souls don't work that way. There is us. Only us. What we can do to the natural world, to the mortal coils around you. Can't you see, Etsy? Your visions, this world we are creating, you are making it manifest. Reality is ours to twist. The cosmic order shuffles to your will. Friends, family, love, revenge, there's nothing you cannot gain. You could be the architect if you let me show you.
Let me in, Etsy. Let me in.
I will kill you.
Not this time.
Take her! This is where we belong. Right here.
Then you will perish like your father did.
No! Topher! 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 Hey.
Where are we?
I took us away.
Where?
Somewhere safe. We're safe here. We could just be here. We could make this real.
We can't hide from it, Etsy.
If we go back, you'll die.
Some people are worth dying for.
No. No. I won't lose you. I won't let it end like this.
Darkness. It is you that is nothing. You that is hollow.
And I will end you. I will desecrate you. You will be blood and death when I am done with you. I am the night you were born into. The shades that surround you, the knife at your throat. I am the deeper darkness. And I will consume you.
The Tulane Medical Center. You've been asleep for a while.
How long have I been here?
Days.
Where's Topher?
What's the last thing you remember?
Everything splintered.
It dissolved. And you collapsed.
What happened to Topher?
He's in a coma right now. They've been feeding him through his veins so he doesn't get dehydrated. And I've been watching over him for the last 57 hours.
What have the doctors been saying?
They don't know what hit him. Because, yeah. I've been doing a lot of research on brain injuries. A healthy brain has something called neurotrophic factors. They are a group of chemicals that encourage the brain to grow neurons, and they are told where to grow through a chemical called natrin. Topher's brain isn't doing that right now. It turns out we know a lot about defining comas, but we have a lot to learn about the brain. You'll be able to see him when you're feeling up for it.
I'm looking for Topher Summers' room. Thanks. Hey. They said you might still be able to hear me, so... Do you want the good news first or the bad news? The bad news is that one of your lenses broke. We're gonna need to get that replaced for you. But the good news is that your frames are still completely intact. They don't make them how they used to, huh? Jonah is gone. And the Dark City crumbled. The area will probably be a wasteland for a while now, but the darkness is past. For now. You punched Jonah in the face. That's a visual that's gonna stay with me for a long time. Just wham, and he hit the ground, and you're there standing over him like John McClane or something. You're an action hero now, Summers. Come back, please. Simone needs you, and she loves you so much. Everybody does. There's a place for you here. It's your home. You belong here. So please come back.
Damon, it's good to see you again.
I thought you didn't like seeing me.
As a rule, no. That was a joke. How's the boy?
We don't know.
We don't have to do this today. Everything is on your time.
Jonah Johnson was the Yellow King. He was taking people from the streets and killing them in ritualistic sacrifice. He lied to everyone. And he would have taken more lives. There's your report.
I'm not interested in the report right now.
Well, that's your job, so you should be.
I want you to know that no one gets to tell you how you feel. Not even me. You decide how you are feeling and for how long. Do you understand?
I do this, Mason. To everything. I'm so tired of it. You think it would give you a harder shell, but it doesn't. You just continue to bleed.
It stops. Eventually, it stops.
How do you know?
because that's how healing works.
Unless you bleed out and die.
I won't let you bleed out, Etsy.
Hi. Prices should be marked. Let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah, I was looking for a palm reading. Is that something I have to schedule ahead of time?
We're actually looking for a new palm reader at the moment.
I thought this was the place that was really well known for them.
There's been some changes.
All right.
Is there anything else?
Do you have any quartz crystals?
I'm sorry. I have to take this. The rocks are right around the corner.
Perfect, thank you.
Simone? Hey. When did it happen? Yeah. Okay. Good to know. I don't think now is the right time, but tell him I'll call him.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Tail out of my face. No, hey. You can't climb on me right now, okay? Yeah, you know.
Etsy! Hi.
Hey. You're awake.
Yeah. They said I couldn't do any rigorous exercise for the next few months.
Not exactly a big lifestyle change for you, huh?
I told them the exact same thing.
You look good.
Simone has been filling me in on what I've missed the last couple weeks.
You're good at taking care of each other.
Yeah. Hey. This happened a year ago. We went out there, and we stopped that thing, and then we stopped talking. And I don't think we need an apocalypse to justify us being around each other. Listen.
Topher.
What's going on?
What?
You have boxes inside your apartment.
I'm getting evicted.
Oh, really? I'm so sorry. We broke your window and...
No, that's not it.
Let me pay for that. I can talk to the landlord or there's an explanation.
No, that's not it, Topher.
Do you need help paying rent? You could stay at our place just until you get on your feet or...
I'm leaving New Orleans.
What? For how long? Okay. Where are you going?
I can't risk anymore.
No, the sensory outbursts are over, right? That was something that happened because of Jonah being here.
64 people, Topher. I know every one of their names. I can see their faces and their lives. I can see everything they've done, every version of them in every universe, but I can only wonder what they would have done next if they hadn't crossed paths with me.
Etsy.
I felt him taking you, and I felt you slipping away. And for one moment, I understood how someone could do terrible things just because they don't want to lose someone.
You are not your mom, Etsy. You are not the darkness.
I let it in. I still feel it.
It isn't you. I know you. Hey, I know you.
Topher, don't touch me, don't.
Are your powers still surging?
Something worse.
Whatever it is, we can get through this. Together. Like the first time. Like this time.
I can't.
Etsy, please don't do this.
Some monsters always look human. Thank you for listening. The Call of the Void will return for its third and final season. Until then, stay sane. This season was written and produced by Josie Eli Herman and Michael Allen Herman. This season stars Josie Eli Herman as Etsy Delman, Michael Allen Herman as Topher Summers, Bruce Bennett as Victor Summers, Chrissy Becker as Peyton Miller and Dr. Jenner, Amanda Buckhalter as Simone Summers, Matt Cameron as Emerson Parker and the organist, Mary Claremont as the apartment assistant, Tim Claremont as Ernest the prison guard, Jonathan Davidson as Jonah Johnson, Matt Delisle as Baker, Annie Dilworth as Fargo Kaminsky, Jessica Dudek as KP, Craig Esther as Lester Thompson and JM Labs council member, Julia Garlott as Dr. Joanne Delman and Olivia, Angel Jeter as Lottie, Christine Herman as a graduation guest, James Herman as young Jonah and a soccer player, Matthew Herman as Odin in the voodoo shop and the graduation announcer, Dan Johnson as Officer Mason and Necromon, Paul Lipchinsky as Rando and the police officer, Allison McGroat as Danny Parker, Jack Malosh as Miles, Vicky Morgan as Marley Thompson and Ashley the waitress, Scotty Schluter as Mitchell Liu, Shelby Seeley as London and Monica, Mark Ujic as Carson, Joe Zettelmeyer as Malcolm Delman and the documentary voice, and featuring Georgie the Cat as Martin Brody. Special thanks to this season's donors: Raquel Alvarado, Mary Abercrombie, John Bartman, Adam Blanford, Justin Bertel, Matt and Kelly Cameron, Stepan Chia, Justin Clavette, Concilium Games, Nathan Corliss, Connie Cowper, and Davis Rowe, Zane Desjarlais, Rebecca DiPuccio, Andrew Dvorak, Suzanne Alevecki, Tim Araneta, Haley Evernett, Jennifer Fainuith, Fallon Marie Gannon, Julia Garlott, Chris Halliday, Ken Hansen, Larry Haught, Christine and Mark Herman, Sam Eifergen, Deb and Bill Jackson, Joey Lincoln, Sam and Leslie Johnson, Martin Christensen, David Linder, Lauren and Zach London, Caitlin McLaughlin, Alexis McLeod, Jack Malosh, Brenda Morgan, Mike Nucci, Elise Paquin, Craig Pearson, Anthony Sigmund Lowry, Jason Such, Gordon Turtle, Alexander Verbitsky and Roxana Line, Kate Voigt, and Marnie Warner. The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969. The Call of the Void is an independently produced audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations from people like you to keep us going. If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at www.acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. We have a series of donation rewards starting as low as $5. We also have merchandise available on our website. You could also help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way to help us find new listeners. For more details, please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. Thank you for listening to The Call of the Void. Stay sane.